Ready to start your own business, but you need a proven playbook?
You've got options.
You're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Here's your host, Yul Smith.
Cody Hoffman, I want to welcome you to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Now, this is a special episode of Your First Franchise. And I know you're based in Salt Lake City, where I've got some other franchise friends, and I got a personal friend who's starting another business that will probably become a franchise. And you are the co-founder of Joe Homebuyer. But before we get into Joe Homebuyer, I want to ask you, what's the favorite restaurant you like to take somebody to? Since this is the CloseTheDeal.com podcast, where do you like to take people to do business?
To do business. You know what? I really like to play to the strengths of them. This is going to sound like a cop out for a minute, but if you can go down this road for a second.
I will
be doing all the research I could on someone to see what they love so that I'm responding, I'm acting, and I'm doing it in a way that's in alignment with their life. And so I love doing research. I'm a very relationship-based guy. Relationships is my jam. I love doing that. But if it was just like, I didn't have much time to do this, but I want to treat you to something pretty dang special here. There is a restaurant called Valters, and it is the greatest. It is the greatest, like, Italian restaurant. So none of this, like, cheap Italian. This is, like, taste of it. They've done it incredible down here. And it's like where all the NBA basketball players go. It's where all the movie stars go when they come to Utah. It's just a fantastic restaurant.
When I come to town, I know where we're going.
Well, you take know where we're going, my friend. I got you, Yul.
All right. So this is my favorite question I love to ask is, who or what are you grateful for from the past that's helped you get you where you are to this?
Yeah. Time? Who or what? First and foremost, I think the biggest decision in life for me, and I recommend this to my kids, it's who you marry. Mm. So I'm grateful for my wife. She is, entrepreneurship's not for the faint of heart, first and foremost. There comes in itself a guaranteed struggle that's going to come your way when you say, I'm signing up for this. Yeah. She's there step by step, Yul. Her name is Wendy, and she is my rock. So I'd say I'm very grateful for her because her support made this happen. Her coupon cutting when I got into entrepreneurship, her, I'm going to save gas, so I'm going to hook a buggy to the back of a bike and put the kids in it so I can pedal to the grocery store to get milk and bread and things like that. And just supporting me when people are like, your husband's crazy. Do you realize how many people fell? And she didn't buy into that negative talk. You go negative. She's like, oh, my husband, he's going to do it. Like, that's what I'm grateful for. And then I would say the other one that has to play a big role in my life, I always talk about, you're the average of the five closest individuals you spend the most time with. It's a quote by Jim Rohn. Mm-hmm. One thing I love to add to that quote is that average significantly jumps up if one of them is God. And so I like being honest with my group. I'm a man of faith, and mm-hmm. I couldn't do it without him. I feel like Cody himself is not that great of a person, but Cody, mm-hmm. him, I'm able to accomplish some cool
things. He blessed you with Wendy.
He did. He trusted me with Wendy. I was like, man, that's some trust right there.
You got Wendy. I've got Jenny. I could say the same for my wife. So I appreciate where you're coming from for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So she obviously was there for you, right? In the beginning stages of this journey to get Joe Homebuyer off the ground. But there's a gap between meeting her and getting this business going. What did that look like? And how'd you get to where you are today? And then, of course, I always ask, in context, what is the problem that Joe Homebuyer solves and the solution you all came up with? But
yeah, Joe Homebuyer is like the overnight success that people see. And there is a huge gap, Yul. There's a massive gap between Joe Homebuyer, what people see today, and what it took to really be there. And we're here now in 2024. Entrepreneurship started for me back in 2010. Mm-hmm. So I got into insurance, selling insurance of all things. And so I thought, man, this can be the greatest thing. And my first year, this isn't lack of work. I'm a driven individual. So I was out knocking doors. I was just doing the wrong activities because I didn't have a mentor. I just like to go insure cars and homes and all that stuff. $19,000 my first year. That was it. That's all I made. And I had two kids at the time. Thank goodness before we got into entrepreneurship and before we had kids, we got completely debt free except for a home. That was one of those things, like, at least at that age, how does anyone ever get out of a home? So we still had a mortgage, but we didn't have any debt besides that. And that allowed us to live on a lean budget, but still $19,000 doesn't cut it. However, when I say I'm grateful for God, he placed some great people in my life. So I feel like even when the struggles came, there were great people. God's in the details. There were great people that were put in my life. There was a neighbor that would come over and he would bring over like plates of cookies. He'd bring over shakes and all of a sudden he'd walk up. Hey guys, just thinking of you. I mean, walk up. And we would, on the bottom of the plate or the bottom of the cookies, there'd be like money taped to the bottom. Like he knew. Wow. He was intuitive to not that there was a struggle, even though we didn't tell anyone. We didn't share anyone that we were broke. He knew. But that was a distinct moment that I needed so that Cody, I love to think like futurely, not if I succeed, like when you succeed, when I succeed, you be that that goes out and he blesses lives. It's not going to be for you and your family, but you're going to be given some gifts, talents to build an empire so that you can bless more lives, just like that gentleman blessed you in the time of need when you need. You will need. Yeah. So people like that can say these struggles are part of the journey. And then from there, I got into real estate in 2015 because I was insuring real estate real estate investors. And that's how I heard it. Like I was going to these meetings once a month for 5 years. And all I cared about was that guy said he has five rentals. I'm going to go insure his rental. I was never listening to, hey, I made $24,000 on this deal. I didn't even listen to that. I was like, oh, four rentals. There's a guy that has four policies.
Right.
5 years into it, I come home from work. There's still some struggle months. Like there's some months that didn't have renewals. And so I came home on one of those months early from work and my wife's praying at the table. And she's, Cody, do we put food on the tables or do we pay the mortgage this month? And I'm just like, that bad. It's still this bad. Like I'm 5 years into this journey and it's still this bad. So again, having God in the details. 2 days later, it's not a coincidence. I'm at this local real estate investor association meeting again, but a different set of ears. I'm thinking, how do I make more money? This gentleman stands up who I insure all his policies and I found this deal and I made X amount of dollars and there's a significant amount. It's more than I made my first year of insurance in one deal that he found in 3 days. And I was like, wait, what is that? Let's get into it. I went up to him afterwards and I said, hey, I want to learn this. Would you teach me? And he said, no. I can't teach you because you're a driven person. If I teach you, I'm teaching my competition. And I don't know if I can dare to do that. I'm like, geez, I thought he'd say yes without it. So I hired a mentor. I found out what it was that he was doing. I hired a mentor and 39 days later, I did my first transaction that paid me more than I made my first year in insurance. And it's just like, what the heck just happened? This is the real deal. And along the way, I had met my business partner, the other co-founder, Mark Stubler. And so we started doing business together. And then fast forward 2020, Joe Holmeyer was born. And it's just been an absolute blessing. When we built the process, we took over quite a big market share in Utah. So when we got so good at it, our first thought was, how do we keep doing this? But then we thought of how do we bless other people that are having the same battles that we had, where they're wondering how do you put food on the table or mortgage payment? And so we felt it as a blessing to others. Hey, we have something special. Let's franchise this. And that's where Joe Holmeyer was born.
Wow. Now, so when you all started, did it start with, what was the model you all started with before? I know it evolved to a franchise model, but what were you doing exactly? Were you all flipping homes, buying homes? What were you all doing?
Fantastic question. I thought flipping homes, you'd have to have millions of dollars in the bank, which is not true. And so, no, it started with the term called wholesaling. Wholesaling is just, you can take in any industry, but essentially, you're a deal finder. You'd go out and find a deal, and then you would put it under contract, and then you would assign your rights to, let's say you're a fix and flip investor, but you can't find a deal. And I'm like, hey, I just found a deal. This person wants to sell. I've got it under contract. And let's say it's a beat up home, and it's worth $200,000 fixed. When it's all fixed up, it's worth $200,000. But because it's not fixed up, it's beat up, I got it for $100,000, 50 cents on the dollar, just for simple math. I would then come to you and assign that contract and say, hey, you close on this property in lieu of me because you want it. I'm going to sell you this contract for $110,000. So then you would go to closing and close in lieu of me. You'd bring $110,000, $100,000 to be cut to the seller that I put the home under contract with. And then $10,000 would go to me for an assignment. And so that's how we got into the game was wholesaling is we just did that and just kept stacking those. We were great deal. We were fantastic at finding the deals. They're off market properties. Wow.
That's fascinating. Okay. What's this? What makes you all unique? Obviously, you position yourself going into, you took over a market in your area doing this. To do that, you solved a problem. What was the problem? And then I described the brand, I guess the solution. What does your home buyer look like?
Yeah. So it's threefold in the sense of the exit strategy is just part of the play. So you can either wholesale it, fix and flip it, or keep it as a rental.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a marketing piece. There's a marketing arm. How do you get people to call you and say, hey, we want to sell you our house cash? There's a marketing arm. There's a sales arm that teaches the acquisitions how to go on the appointments and get the contracts. And then there's a disposition process. And that's where you wholesale it, fix and flip it, or keep it as a rental.
Mm-hmm.
So that's A to Z. That's what Joe does. The struggle or the what it is, it's real-time problems in our world, Yule, that we're seeing. And these problems are escalating, meaning we've got real sellers in a need right now. We've got individuals that are losing jobs. We still have divorce highest than it's ever been. Bankruptcies are back on the horizon. And in a lot of times when these homes are in a distressed situation, a lot of times a real estate agent can't help them because they're not list worthy. They're not MLS worthy where a retail buyer can buy them because they're so distressed. Maybe they need a new roof. And now a lender's like, oh, we can't lend on this. It's a bad roof or there's no windows or there's whatever's wrong with the home. We are able to come in, and this happens to be our mission, is improving lives by providing creative real estate solutions. We come in and we're not here worried about the deal. The deal is just a byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every business can be set up this way. Where we're unique is we come in and try and find what is the real problem. What's the motivation behind this? What do they need? What's the best thing that we could do? Because if you were my brother, and you called me up and said, I'm going through bankruptcy, I'd never say, Yule, how big's your house? How many beds and baths is this so I can sell it for you? No, I wouldn't do that. I'd say, Yule, bro, you're my brother. How can I help you? What's going on? What is your need? And this is how we approach every one of our sellers. They have a real problem and there's not a real fix for them. Some of them have to leave in 9 days before they get foreclosed on. As an investor, I can close on a home in 9 days. A real estate agent can't list a home, sell a home, close on a home in less than 45 days.
Yeah.
And so it's a real need out there and we're able to really help these individuals that need to be helped. We listen to their problems and we bring real-time solutions. The byproduct is, we get a home at a discount, but it's not until we serve these people with love and respect.
Let me pop in here for 1 second because I've got some great news. I've got a brand new book coming out called Your First Franchise Roadmap. And if you've ever considered becoming an entrepreneur, going into your own business, but you'd like some guidance and you'd love to have a playbook to help you do that, Your First Franchise Roadmap will give you that guide. It will lay out what are your options. Should you be an entrepreneur? Should you invest in a business or should you invest in a franchise? And if so, what is the right model for you? I'll walk you through that entire process. Check out yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap, yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap. Now let's get back to the show. I love it. And I got to ask, I love branding.
Yeah.
And Joe Homebuyer.
Yeah.
The story behind it, I think I know what the story is. Yeah. Curious to hear it from you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Part of it is we're just thinking like, what's a catchy, simple thing? And then you start talking about it. Like now we joke when we're on our calls with our franchisees, right? Does everyone have their cup of Joe ready? Or we'll like mess around. But the real thing is we break this down so simple, not easy. I think there are two words there. We break this down so simple that your average Joe can tap into real estate. And so Joe Homebuyer was born and we can make the average Joe succeed in real estate.
I was thinking. I love that story. That's awesome. All right. What does it take for somebody investment-wise, and we'll unpack the model. I'll tell you what, let's unpack the model a little further, then we'll talk about the income. What is somebody interested in Joe Homebuyer? What does their day-to-day look like? What are they doing?
Yeah, it really is a marketing and sales business. So if you can look at it from that perspective, there was a great movie growing up. A Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner. If you build it, they will come. If you find the deals, cash is not a problem. Like buyers are everywhere. Investors are everywhere. You just got to be great at finding the deal. Every day in life of Joe Homebuyer is there's got to be consistent marketing going on. So there's got to be there's got to be a consistent span. They've got to be consistently marketing out to the actual homeowner. And then again, it's a sales game. This is where we're going out there and solving problems. So it's heavy on that. And if you can get really good at marketing sales, which is done for us, so there's a process that they can go, even with Joe Homebuyer, we've made it so simple where even if they don't want to go on the sales appointments, we even have a process internally where we can help them, assist them, and actually close their deals over the phone from here. We have a team that are experts at doing that. So some people take that route. Other people are like, no, I want to go on appointment. I want to do this. I love sales. So really, we've done as much as we can. Even take the marketing's already done for them. Like, we already show them how to sales now. We just started this year actually bringing it on in-house that they can hire us to even do their sales. So really, all they got to do is just keep spending that marketing every single day.
Or they're getting out in the community grassroots efforts as well. That's all part of it. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Do exactly what I was doing. Go to those local real estate investor associations. Let everyone know what you do. I think so many people hesitate to let people know what they do. And I don't know why. I tell everyone knows I'm in real estate because I tell them. They're like, what do you do? And I tell them what I need at that time. And I'm looking for $100,000 to invest in this property. And I tell everyone what I do. And I think that's part of the success. And those that don't succeed at a fast rate, I'm like, how many people know what you do? And they're like, I haven't even told my parents yet. And I'm like, what? You got to tell people what you do. That's part of the game.
Oh, yeah. And you learn that through the insurance business, knocking doors. I mean, you learn.
Gosh. Yes, yes. And I served a 2-year church mission. I've had no said to me more time. Try and sell God. That's a hard sell. Like, I've had no spit on me and everything for 2 years. So no to me is just like, next opportunity.
My buddy with the pesticide business, same deal. And he is one of the best salespeople I know.
Yeah.
He's right down in Lehigh from you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, so they learn how to do the market. They're going to go out in the marketplace. They're going to, what about the buyers? How do they, you all help the closing, but where are the buyers coming?
Yeah. So if they did a wholesale deal, we teach them how to buy or build a buyer's list that's right there for their local buyers. But then Joe Homebuyer collectively has a national portal. So they're going to put those assignments or those deals on Joe Homebuyer's portal, national portal, because there's people we have 20,000 buyers on my personal list that want my deal at any given moment. Some of them are California because they're like, we can't buy anything in California. They don't even make sense to buy in California. It's too expensive. And so I have California buyers loving my Utah properties or my North Carolina properties. So we have a national cash buyers list of over 2 million cash buyers so that they really don't have to build a buyer's list or know the buyers. They just got to find a great deal. And it's, if you build it, they will come. If you find a great deal, they will come. These buyers will see it on the portal and then they submit the offer and it's move on to the next deal.
If somebody wants to buy a property for themselves and flip it or buy it, keep it and rent it, what's that process look like? Is it just,
Well, if they want to do it, like one of the franchisees wants to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Then what they would do is instead of putting out on the portal, they would just take it down themselves and do the fix and flip and sell it for more money. So a wholesale fee is like your make $5,000-$10,000 type thing.
Gotcha.
Fix and flip, double, triple. Some states, people are making six figures on their fix and flips, a lot of profit. And then rental is just long-term wealth. That's where you have that passive income coming in while you sleep. Yes, it's a slower stacking game, but it's definitely an important game to play so that you don't have to work every, like, until you're 80, 90 years old. There's a point where you can say, sure, my retirement's taken care of.
I love it. Now, what does the investment level look like to get into this business? Because you're not.
Yeah.
I think people have a misperception is they're going to think they're going to have a ton of money because they're buying properties. But what you just explained is they're not buying property. So what does that look like?
It's really what we need is a healthy spend of marketing to get the name out there for them to get the leads coming in. So the franchise itself is $50,000. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we would like to see $100,000 committed in their bank account, meaning not to us, but runway. So they can feel comfortable moving forward. Here's what I found, Yule, is there's individuals that have been wanting so bad to leave corporate America. And then they get their first taste of it. They get into entrepreneurship or their own business. And then what happens is they get a little timid and scared, right? Mm-hmm. They had to work for someone. So they've never seen a bank account do this before. They just come up and show in for the hours. So now that it's their own business and they see that bank account go from 100,000 to 90,000 to 80,000 to 70,000 to get things going, sometimes that can create a fear, that can create a hesitation, that can create scarcity. And so we don't want that to be just $20,000-$30,000 in the bank, because then they think their runway is about out. Oh man, I got to bail out. I got to leave. I got to be done. We got to make sure we set them up to win and let them succeed at our highest level possible. And so we feel comfortable by saying at half $100,000 in the bank so that you can get going.
So that's doable for sure, without question. All right. What about the revenue side? You have an item 19?
We do. We have a line item 19 that we just, in fact, I think we're going over a brand new, because I think it's April that we post them. So it's going to be out here shortly. I think we got this out. So a guest listen to this and like, I'm intrigued by that. Yeah. Know that that's an open thing that we can share and you can already start seeing. There's also, we have a podcast. So we have Joe Homebuyer's podcast. Love and it just goes over, we interview all of our franchisees. So instead of just having to give out phone number and say, can I call them? Can I call them? Can I call them? Sometimes that gets wearing and tearing on a franchisee to have to do many phone calls. And so what we've done was interviewed them on the Success Profile podcast, and they share their story of how it's been for Joe Homebuyer and what it's done for them. And it's been a fantastic way, instead of having to have phone numbers to directly call.
I love it. Who is the ideal candidate for you?
That's a great question. I would say culture is everything to us. Well, let me say it's 60% of the weight. So just because you have a gift of gab or like a golden tongue to sell, it doesn't mean, hey, we're going to offer you a franchise. What it is, culture is 60% of the weight. So what we do is we base it around our values. Our values are humble, honest, hunger. Hunger is going to be like your, I can't teach that. That's either got to go or I can't wake you up and say, you got leads out there. You're going to go out there. I don't want to babysit. And then heart for others. Mm-hmm. So these four H's is what makes up our culture, makes up our values. And there's ways that we are able to interview them, that we're able to extract what their core values are and what means the most to them to see if they fit. If so, then we can move on to the next 40%, which is, can they really run a business? Do they have some kind of sales experience? And if they don't have sales experience, then it's understanding we're going to have to hire a team. Like, you're going to have to hire a team member right out the gate, because this is very much a sales job for sure. But yeah, culture is the biggest thing, Yule. And we're really big on culture. And that's why I think the brand is so strong, is because we protect culture at heart.
Man, this is a great place to button it up. What is your top guidance for someone who's considering a franchise, be it Joe Homebuyer or another one, so they can have success in the franchise business? What's your top guidance for that person?
Don't just invest in Joe Homebuyer, and invest in yourself and personal development. I'd say that is the biggest thing. You caught me on a Thursday doing this podcast. We just got off about an hour ago doing a personal development series where we invest in our Joes every single week. They hop on a live Zoom and we're working on them. I'm convinced of this quote: rarely does a man's income exceed their level of personal development.
Wow.
Meaning, if we can just get personal development at our front sight, even though sometimes we're thinking we need money, will actually attract to us as we just become better. Mm-hmm. And so we're really big at not just teaching them an A to Z process in real estate. We're massively committed in helping them become world-class leaders, because world-class leaders will have no problem making money. But people that aren't world-class leaders, they're always going to be chasing money and it's always going to be a problem.
I love that. I'm all about the mindset. It's all mindset.
Yes,
everything is mindset. Look, this, folks, if you're interested in Joe Homebuyer, get in touch with me. I'm working with Cody and his team, and I'll get in touch with you right away. You can visit yourfirstfranchise.com, yourfirstfranchise.com. Hit the contact us button and we'll talk real soon. Cody, I want to thank you. This has been, man, I love the mindset. I love it. I love the model that you all have. And I will be in at the IFPG event in April in Salt Lake City.
And love that.
I look forward to seeing you guys up there.
Yule, thank you. It's an honor being here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And that is a wrap with Cody. Folks, I love what they do. I love the real estate space. And if you've ever considered real estate and thought it was out of reach, you just learned that it is within reach. So if you'd like to learn more, check out yourfirstfranchise.com. Get in touch with me. Hit that contact us button and we'll talk. And again, I want to thank you for being here. This means the world to us. Well, we started as closethedeal.com, just interviewing entrepreneurs. Now we've got the Your First Franchise series interviewing franchisors. We're growing. So do me a favor, share, hit the bell, like, all those things. Send an email to somebody if you want. Let them know about this show. That's how we grow this community, serving each other. And I'm excited to serve you and bring you more episodes. Now, you know the drill. Make today a great day.